We're on the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Mud Aleph. The new piece, obviously, because the Mishnah said the Mishnah the following: Hidla Lav Elasa Geffen Vesa Dlas Vesa Kisus. A person would raise up. He would kind of pull up like a vine. Geffen Dlas is like a gourd, some sort of a gourd. I don't know how the gourds grow, but it's this type of gourd plant, or the kisus, or like ivy. And he would try to basically put it on top of the walls of the sukkah to create tzchach. And with that, and then adds on tzchach on top of that. Now here we'll see, it doesn't seem like it's more tzchach than that, but he puts tzchach on top as well. Or he puts it as tzchach. He puts it as tzchach on top of the sukkah. Psula, that's not going to count. Rashi went out of here. We know the rule is, you can't use something mechubar l'karka. That's what we next daf will discuss that a little more in depth. But you have to use things that are more the remnants of the, what grows in the ground, not the actual things while it's growing from the ground. And therefore, it would be psula if you use that, it's not kosher schach. However, the mahaya sikich harbi man, but if you put more schach, kosher schach, than those things, and those are things that are contributing to the schach, but you have much more kosher schach than the attached to the ground stuff, or if you would cut the schach connected to the ground, you cut it, and now it's detached, shera, then that would be considered allowed in the end. That would be considered allowed. So now we have over here two ways to solve the problem of if you use attached to the ground ivy, vines, things of that nature, you can either put more schach that's kosher than them, and even though they're combined to equal more shade than sun, that would be allowed. Classic bittul b'rov, we had this before, if you remember, where was it? Shechavtan, exactly. What daf was that on? Tesma Beis? Tesma Beis, yeah. So we had this idea, this Mishnah quoted beforehand. And the second thing was, or you can cut it.
Don't cut it, but you got much...
Correct.
Much
even more. If you don't cut it, but I put more schach kosher than that, that would be okay also as well.
So
yep.
You have 26% good, 25% no good, and together that rove...
Sounds like that.
One,
correct.
Then that would be okay.
Correct. Again, bittul b'rov. Bittul b'rov. And again, it can't be nikar. You can't see it. It can't be so noticeable, but as long as it's not separated from the kosher schach, as long as it's mixed together. You couldn't have half bad, half good next to it, like that would be too obvious, but if you have mixed together... And a portion of that required is the bad schach, but you have bittul b'rov, you have rov of being good schach, and that equals 51% of the whole entire top, which means you have more shade than sun. That would suffice. Or if you cut it, also will work. Now we say zeklal. Here's the rule: kol shehu mekabel tuma ve'en gidulah min haaretz. Anything that is mekabel tuma, a kli or anything like that, and it does not grow from the ground, or maybe it would be, or it does not grow from the ground. Either one of these two. You cannot use it as schach. It has to be only called the varsha ain't a makabal tuma. It has to be what do you use for schach? Something that's not makabal tuma, something that grows from the ground. That and only that could you use for your schach. I'm sorry. Rashi over here points out what's something ain't gulim aretz, but it's not makabal tuma, like the hide of an animal, the skin of an animal that would not be properly worked yet. I mean, it's not yet a utensil because it's really very rough and you can't use it for anything, but it's an animal, so it doesn't grow from the ground. It's the skin of an animal. That could not be used for schach. That's called ein gidulah min haaretz. So the bottom line is, we need to have something that grows from the ground and is not mekabel tuma. We also see over here, and this is the part we're going to focus on most, is that it sounds like it's enough in the Mishnah if you cut it. If it's already laid over, we just started Ben, thanks for coming. If you put, again, ivy on top of your sukkah and you act as schach with no other kosher schach besides that, and then you cut it from its ground position, that would be considered kosher. That was all you need to have to do. And that's what the Mishnah says right now. And the Gemara is going to discuss that topic as we speak to the Gemara right now. Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Kamed, Rav Huna. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna. But Yosef, Amar, and he was sitting, he said the following thing. He quoted, O Shekatatzan Kshera. That's the quote of the Mishnah. That either, if you would cut it, you don't have to only put more kosher schach than it. You could even cut that which is attached to the ground. Cut the ivy. Cut the vines. Now they're no longer attached to the ground. They're now detached. That would be kosher. But Amar Rav, and Rav stated, Tzarech l'danea, you must shake it. You must lift it up and put it back down again. You have to do a mice on it. Cutting is not enough. You have to pick it up and put it back down again. L'danea, and a new one we know, but when it comes to the lulav and esrog, it means to shake it. You have to pick it back up, place it back down again. Only that will make it kosher. That is the pshat of the psak of Rav. Amrle Rav Huna, who's sitting there listening to this entire discussion going on, he hears Rav Yosef quoting Rav, and Rav Huna's sitting there. He says, what? HaShmuel Amra. That wasn't Rav, that was Shmuel who stated that opinion, that you pick it up and you put it back down again. So, Adrinu Rav Yosef La'apeh. Rav Yosef Adrinu La'apeh means he turned around his head. He turned around to face Rav Yosef. Sorry. Yeah, Rav Yosef's face turned around to face Rav Huna. And he was sort of recording Rashi, he was very upset. He gave him a stare of death. Of Amrle, and he said to him, Atu Mika Minalach, the Lo Amar Shmuel. Atu, is it? Who said, Mika Minalach, who said to you that Shmuel? I didn't say Shmuel never said it. Amar Rav Amar Shmuel. Why you have to one say, you know, one up me? Rav said it and Shmuel. They both said it. Again, I quoted Rav. You quoted Shmuel. Why are you quoting Shmuel? Rav also said it. I didn't say Shmuel never said it. I said Rav said it. So to that, Amrle Rav Huna, who says back to him, no. What I was saying to you, Hakim, this is what I was saying to you, Hakim Minalach. The Shmuel Amar Velo Rav. Davke was Shmuel who said it, and it wasn't Rav who said it. Meaning Rav says that you do not have to pick it up and shake it. Why? Because Rav is much more makel. The Rav Achshurei Mikshar. Rav actually would permit it to be cut. That's all you have to do is cut it, and you're finished. So now we have a Machlokas of the Gemara right now. Machlokas of the Gemara about what Rav and Shmuel said. But Shmuel definitely was of the opinion that picking it up is required. You must, after you cut it, you must pick it up. Cutting it's not a Maisa. And according to the opinion of Rav Huna, that Rav says you cannot simply cut it, you must cut it and pick it up and put it back down again in order for it to be considered properly kosher, because he would hold that cutting it is not considered a Maisa. And the last one of the Gemara is, Tzitzasan is not Asiyasan according to Rav. It requires an extra action of picking it up again and putting it back down again as well. That's what we have now between Rav and Shmuel. We're now going to discuss and prove whether in fact, you know, we're now assuming this is the case. We're assuming now Shmuel holds to pick up and put it back down again, cutting is not enough, and Rav would hold cutting it is enough. Using those two suggestions of Rav versus Shmuel, we're now going to see some Gemaras that are going to suggest like one versus like the other. Let's see inside. We're now going to talk about Rav, where the source, how we know that Rav held that cutting it is sufficient. Ki ha de Rav Amram Chasida, like that of Amram Chasida, here's a story. Rama tachelta leparzuma de inche beise. Rama means he placed. Tchelis are the strings, the sitter strings. Parzuma is like the garment, the clothing. Of Inche Beis, according to Rashi, it's his wife, actually. Again, Rashi put that up here, assuming that we hold sitter is not a mitzvah among grama. If you hold sitter, it's also a chayav at nighttime, Rashi points out, to Machlokas in the Gemara. If you hold sitter, it's also chayav at nighttime, women would also be chayav in sitter. And Amram Chasida was putting sitter on for his wife's garment. What he did when he made it, though, we'll see right now inside. How did he make it? He hung the strings on, but he had not cut the tops of the strings yet. What that means is as follows. He took basically one single string, and he wrapped it, he rolled it, wrapped it, he kind of bent it into eight or four, and he put it around in the hole, and he put it on both sides. And then afterwards, he cut the tops of it, which made them like separate strings. If you look in the back of the picture book, it's hard for me to visualize this thing, so the picture book actually has a picture of it. Just really show you where it is if you want to see it inside. Like that. It's on page number Tez Zion, picture number Kuf Chaf Dalin. So here you see what he did was he basically he folded the string a number of times. He wrapped it, folded. You have he has four like different strings, but they're folded and each one is folded. So it's like two that are connected to each other and two connected to each other. And then later on, he cut them to make them all four separate ones. So what happened afterwards, he cut them separately after the fact. That's the case. What's that? He just, that's how he made it. He made it in a very, I guess, he was saving time for himself. I'm not sure why he did it that way. Maybe it was just easier to have one string to wrap around or to put through the hole. And then afterwards, cut them all at the same time. It's a little bit easier that way. So it's like having two chalas. You cut one time and you cut both chalas at the same time. It allows you to save some time, I guess, in that way. But either way, he put them on the begin when it was not in a proper way. So he made the sittas improperly. And what happens afterwards? So now he comes in front. Again, Tla'an of Loposik Rosh Yechut in Shalan. He had not yet cut them, but he put them in his way. Also came into Rav Yechiah Bar Ashi. He went from Rav Yechiah Bar Ashi. Also came in from Rav Yechiah Bar Ashi to ask him, what's the halacha? Did I do this okay? Amalei, he said, Hachi Amar Rav. Rav Paskins, the following. Mifsikon, cut them. Vein Ksherin. Cut them and it will be fine. It will be kosher after you cut the strings. Why? Alma, therefore we see according to Rav. Psikosan zui yas yasan. When it comes to sittis and there's a mitzvah, you have to make ta'aselecha. You have to make sittis strings. You have to do an asiya. What's considered an asiya? We would think putting the strings in the hole, making them attached to the beggar's asiya. But you did it wrongly. You did it inappropriately. But once you cut them, it's now everything looks good. So we say, that's okay, says Rav. Why? Because cutting the sitter strings is a maisa awesome. And therefore, when it says gedilim ta'aselacha, make for yourself sitter strings, cutting is making. And just like cutting is making by sitter strings, says the Gemara, we assume, hachanami, in our case, now bring it back to our case of sukkah as well, tisasan zuyas yasan, cutting it is making it. And therefore, if you have ivy or vines on connected to the ground, covering the sukkah schach as well, and then you simply cut the vines from the ground and leave them on top of the schach as they are, according to Rav, tisasan zuyas yasan, that's all you would require. Shmuel says no, it must be picked up and put down again. But Rav says cutting it's sufficient, and we've brought a proof from the world of sittis that cutting the strings is a maisa, is an asiyah. What's bothering you?
So many things.
In life or in the Gemara? Because in the life part, we'll talk about later. But the Gemara part, yeah.
This is a skit.
Yeah.
Okay, we get like one of our wives here, when putting sitzes on, and doing a shortcut to do it, and proving from a woman wearing sitzes, which now all just sounds so ridiculous, and from that we're proving over to sukkah.
We're not doing that. What we're doing is we're having this Rabbi Amram Chasida, who was an Amora, who was trying to make a proper beged. Because according to some opinions, and I guess here's how he held, sitzes is not as man grama, it's night and day chayav alike. And when he put them in, he realized he put them in an inappropriate fashion.
But it was on women.
And it happened to be, the scenario was, it was for a woman,
that's
true.
I, that's why I was putting the phrases.
Okay.
Hard to
yeah.
Read
across for that. This proves that Rav holds that. It's Rav who said it. It's not supporting Rav, it's Rav talking.
Just like Rav over there in sitzes held cutting is good enough, he holds here.
Correct. We're showing you that Rav was of the opinion that, again, when we quoted earlier, we said Rav said you have to pick up and shake it again. And then someone says, Shmuel says that. So he says, excuse me, I didn't say Shmuel said it. Rav and Shmuel. He says, no. I was saying only Shmuel says that. Rav doesn't say that. Rav actually holds, you don't have to pick it up after you cut it. Picking, cutting is enough. And we proved it now. It's not a proof for Rav. It's a proof that Rav holds that way. Okay. Now we've established Shmuel says pick up and down, and Rav says cutting is sufficient. We're now going to say, are we so sure that we now understand Rav is definitely saying cutting is enough? How about Shmuel? Did Shmuel say cutting is not enough? Says the Gemara, V'savar Shmuel lo amrinam psikasin duas yasin. Shmuel holds that cutting is not sufficient. 1 second. V'hatani Shmuel taught name of Rechia. Again, back to Sittis' case. I don't know if it's for a woman or not. Maybe it's for a man this time. He doesn't say what it's for. That's when it's for a man also. Hitil l'shnei kronos bebas achas. If you place the Sittis' string in two corners at the same time. Meaning, if I take my Sittis', my bag in it. No Sittis' on it yet. It's got holes in it. I take same thing as last time. I take one long, long set of strings, you know, kind of bent in a number of ways where when I put them in through both holes, you now have a picture in the back of the book if you want to see it inside, because I'm not a visual, I'm not a good person as far as explaining these things, but there's a picture in the back found on page, whatever page we're just on, and the next picture, page Tezayin, picture number Kuf Chaf Hey. You see over here again, he folds the beged together. It's the top right picture of those four. He then puts these strings that are, again, wrapped around or folded, and then afterwards he cuts them. So the question is, well, Shmuel over here says, the Gemara has a discussion in this case, and they put these sitzes strings through both holes at the same time. They wrapped them through both holes at the same time before they cut them and separate them from each other. And then afterwards, they cut the strings. Sharon, Shmuel quoted Rabbi Chia, who says it's kosher. Now we assume right now, why is it kosher? Must be cutting it. It's sufficient as far as the Maisa goes. And the Gemara says, my, what? Lav, is it not kosher? Already they were tied together. Already they were like wrapped around and tied together. V'achak posik, and then afterwards you cut it. And the reason why that's okay is because cutting it would be a proper Maisa. And the Gemara says, That's a bad inference. It's a bad assumption. Lo, says the Gemara. Sheposek v'achar kach kosher. You first cut them, and then afterwards you wrapped it together. So therefore, according to the Shmuel, and I was suggesting based on the Gemara, it's not that the cutting is a maisa. Cutting is not a maisa. But the cutting is not the last thing that you did. After you cut it, you actually made it. You took the strings, you wrapped them around, you made sense from the strings, you made the knots, you made the ties. That's the maisa. And therefore, the reason why it's allowed is not because cutting it is sufficient. Cutting it is insufficient. But after you cut it, you did another mice afterwards. It's like Shmuel says, when you cut the vine, pick it up, put it back down again afterwards. Put on sukkah. You cut the sitzes strings, wrap them around, tie them together, and make a sitzes. Therefore, you made a mice, and therefore it's a Shmuel. That's why it would be allowed in this case. The Gemara is bothered by that. The Gemara's over here. One second. Mila Memra, what are you teaching me? Meaning, of course, everyone would agree. What's Shmuel's Chiddush? If you cut it, but you cut it before you ever wrapped it and tied it and made it, of course it's kosher. What's the obvious? It's not kosher. Why does Shmuel tell you it's kosher? Because Gemara Malotem, what do you think to say? What would you have said? Ba'inan, knaf, b'shas, psil, v'leka. You need to have each corner individual at the shot, the time when you seal, when you first affix the string in the corner. The habin would be that what it has to be already knaf when the seal is put in. An individual knaf, individual corner, individual hole by itself. When you first put the strings in each hole, you can't do two at one time. That's what you might think to say. Kamash Malan says the Gemara, we don't say that. Meaning Shmu had a chiddush here. The chiddush was not that cutting it is making it, because cutting it's not making it. Really, after you cut it, you have to tie it, and then it's making it. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that maybe you could have thought it says knaf psil techeles. It has to be a single knaf. When you put the psil inside, you can't double knaf it and then cut it afterwards when the psil's already there. You have to first have an individual one corner that's put in, the second corner afterwards put in, because it says knaf psil, single knaf, single corner. You can't put them in at the same time and then cut them and release them that way. You got to put each seal in a knaf. That was the halachah. That's what we thought maybe at the end. We thought maybe you would say that. That's the chiddush. You don't say you need that. You don't really need that in the end. You don't need that. That's why Shmuel said it's okay. We said, what do you mean? Of course it's okay if you tied it afterwards. No, you could. It wouldn't be okay. Why would it not be okay? Because maybe we think knaf seal. Each string has to be put into a single knaf. You can't put them in two at one time and then cut it afterwards and release them. That wouldn't be allowed. Kamash Malan, that's also allowed. That's Shmuel's Chiddush. It's not that Psikasa and Zuas Yasa, because it's not true. What's the Chiddush? If I cut it and I tie it afterwards, what's the Chiddush? Then I can put it that way in the first place. I can put it in both corners at one time. I don't require you to put it at one corner at a time. Yeah?
Seems like a really small
Chiddush? Why? It's part of the halakhic process of making tzitzis, telling you the halakhic process is.
So he's saying you don't do one, you can do them all simultaneously.
I can put, well, I don't all, but I can put two strings at the same time. I can wrap a string in both of them.
In the front two,
let's say. And afterwards, cut it after it's done. And they both like kind of release back to their regular place. And that's allowed. What's the chiddush? That we don't say knaf, seal. You can only put the seal in when it's one knaf. You can't put two at the same time. Chiddush is, you're allowed to. But the chiddush is not. That psikasin to asiyasin, that's not the chiddush, that's not true. Psikasin is not asiyasin. When you cut it, that's not a ma'is, according to Shmuel. Absolutely. Right? Because this is going to be Shmuel talking here. Shmuel holds that psikasin is not asiyasin. Ktisasin is not asiyasin. If I cut the ivy off the ground, I still must, according to Shmuel, pick it back up and put it back down again. And Ra says, no. Psikasin zu asiyasin. And ktisasan zu asiyasan. Just like by tzitzis, cutting's enough. By sukkah as well, detaching from the ground is also sufficient. So now we've established, and we're accepting this fact. Fact, Shmuel holds, cutting's not enough. Fact, Rav holds, cutting is enough. That's our current fact. Top of Yud Aleph on base right now. The Gemara is now going to say, despite that those facts, I'll pass it to him.
Whichever
one. No, it's here. What, pass now? It's very hot. Careful. Oof. Okay. We now have again, we have Rav Paskin, that sees us on that cutting it. It's very hot. Don't do that.
I don't want it. I don't want English. I don't want going.
Your English is true.
I have a full club.
Okay. Anyways, the according to the opinion of Rav, cutting it is sufficient. According to Shmuel, cutting it is insufficient. Now we're going to bring down arguments that are going to support and therefore challenge the other side of it. Mostly over here, we're going to have Rav be challenged. We're going to see support for Shmuel, that cutting it is insufficient, and there are going to be difficulties for Rav. Makes way, here's Akasha. It says in the Gemara, Tla'an, v'lo pasuk rosh yichutin shalahen, psulin. If you hang it, if you affix it, and you do not cut the tops of it, it's pasul. It's not good. It says the Gemara, my, what? Lab sulam li olam v'tziuf to the rab? ? Is it not saying that it's possible now and forever? Because if you cut it later on, it's not enough, and therefore you've already missed out on the chance to make properly. You've already did this improperly, and cutting is not a ma'isa afterwards, and therefore you lost your chance. Is that not a kasha? I mean, again, the Gemara says here, if you hang the sitter strings without cutting them first, it's a brisa. And then you cut the string afterwards, it's pasul. And we assume, what does pasul mean? Forever. There's no mice anymore. You did the last mice. That's finished. That's not considered a valid mice. Kasha and Rav. Because Rav, we thought, held cutting it is a valid mice. But we say over here, it's still pasul. What's over here? What is it, not pasul la'olam? And a tiyufta on Rav, a rejection of Rav, says, not so fast. I'm the Rav. Rav says back to you, no. My wasn't psulim, wasn't pasul. Psulim ad shiyistiku. Puzzle until you cut it. What's the chiddush? Everyone knows you can't, if it's not kosher, if you don't cut it yet. Everyone knows that. What does it mean? Tulin ad shiyifsiku. What it means is, as opposed to Shmuel, who holds it's puzzle forever, Rav says it's only puzzle like that. The moment you take care of that, the moment you cut that, now it's kosher. What does that word psulin means? Psulin while they're still attached. But once you cut it, again, it says below pasuk, it's puzzle. If you didn't cut it, it's puzzle. Once you cut it, says Rav, it's kosher. What's the chiddush? That chiddush is that they're cutting, it's enough. That's the chiddush. Cutting is sufficient. So Rav says, what does it mean over here when it says it's puzzle? It's puzzle while it's still attached. That's what the Bryce has said. Below puzzle, kosher chiddush, and psulin. If you hadn't yet cut them, but once you cut them, it's kosher. What's the chiddush? That we paskin, according to Rav, the chiddush would be, we paskin, that psikasan, zubi asiasan, that cutting the string is sufficient. But Shmuel will say, Shmuel Amar, no, psul ni olam, it's possible forever. V'chein Amar Levi, psul ni olam, Levi also says it's possible forever. V'chein Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel, psul ni olam. So we see the overwhelming majority say that Ksisasan, or Ksikasan, actually over here, is not Asiyasan. You have to do more than just cut it. Again, Rav still sticks to his guns that cutting is sufficient. He explains psul means not li olam, but possible while they're still attached. And the chiddush is that once you cut it, it's now fine. And Shmuel and many others hold, no, once you cut it, it's not enough still, and it's puzzle forever because there is no further ma'aseh to be done. Okay. The Gemara got a little more, then we'll stop. The Gemara says a little further. It says the Gemara, Igad Amri, those who say, those who suggest, Amar Rav Masna, Bididi Havi Uvda, Rav Masna, actually this happened to me, Rav Masna, he's a different way of telling the story over. This happened to me, but Asai L'Kamei Demar Shmuel, and I came from the master Shmuel to ask him what he thought. Barmali said back to me, Psul ni olam is actually possible forever. So we have this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel right now, whether Kiyasan or Zuhi Asiyasan. The final part here is the next bright, so we're going to have to bring back our mission again. And that's going to be the closing argument, which is going to support Shmuel and kind of be a problem on Rav. Mesa says the Gemara, we have the following kasha. Tla'an v'achach pasal rosh echut and shalahan psulin. That was the Gemara we had up till now. If you, well, this is actually more than the Gemara we just had up till now. If you hang them, this is the strings in the corner. And then you cut them afterwards, pasal. That's definitely against Rav, right? Because last time we said puzzle because he hadn't cut it yet. But here it says you cut them, we still say puzzle. Vod, and furthermore, Vod, Tani Gabi Sukkah. We have a teaching that's like this in Sukkah as well. Using the principle, the concept of Tasev Lomino Asui. That concept teaches us our Mishnah. Mikan Amru. From here, the basis of the concept called Tasev Lomino Asui, we learn. Hidla Alas Agefen. If you raise the vines, Vesa Dlas, or the gourd bush or tree, that's the Kisus or the ivy. You put them at tzchach on top of the sukkah, psula. It doesn't count. That was brought down in the Gemara, this Meisvei, as the rationale being Tasev Lomen Asui. So the Gemara, Hechidami, what's the case? How so? What's the scenario of our case we're talking about here? Either if you want to say, Bichalol Katsasan, you had yet to cut it. My Arya, Mishum Tasev Lomen Asui. What are you talking about? The problem being one of Tasev Lomen Asui. It was made originally improperly. Tabor Lay, learn out. The Mechubarinu, they're still improper. It's attached. That's really the problem. Forget the problem that it was made improperly. It's still improper. It's Mechubar, it's attached still. So why are we calling it Tasev Lomen Asui? Rather, it must be the cases, El, rather the cases, B'shekasetzan, you already cut it. And what does the Mishnah tell you? The Brisa tell you? The Katani Psula. You cut it, and we still say Pasul. B'shmamina, here we see, the law Minan Kisasin Zuas Yasin. We do not say that cutting it is sufficient. It's not a maisa. Now we brought down over here, in the Brisa we quoted two things. The case of the sitter strings, when you attach them, and then you cut them, and we say pasul. We brought down our case that we had in our Mishnah, when you put the ivy on top of the sukkah, you put the vine on top of the sukkah, and then you cut it, and we say it's pasul. Rab, we thought, said cutting is sufficient. Shmuel says cutting is not enough. There seems to be a support for Shmuel, and the Gemara says, it's yufta de Rab. So this seems to be a rejection on Rav. Because the Gemara Mocha Rav, Rav says back to them, was not so fast. Hachamai, what are we talking about in our case? In the case of Sukkah at least? The Shalfinhu Shlufi. Which means, according to Rashi here, you pulled them, you detached them through pulling them from the ground, but they're still resting. Shalfinhu means they're still resting on the ground. Shalfinhu means they're resting. It's still resting on the ground. Meaning, if you looked at it from outside, it's they're vines, they go all the way down to the ground, and they're on the ground. And you can't tell they're detached at all. So if they're still resting on the ground, then we have a problem on our hands. That's not going to be considered a real, no, at least according to Rashi. He says it's not called a mice, says Rashi. This is a little bit of a chiddush. Lohavi asiya me'alya. It's not a proper, it's not a significant action. A mice that normally detaching will be significant. But if you can't tell it's detached and the mice is lacking. Now, again, that's a little bit of a chiddush, because in reality they are detached in the ground. But since they were attached, if you want to make it good now, you must detach it significantly. I mean, if you used originally detached items and it looks like it was attached but it wasn't ever attached, I assume that's okay. But once it's attached and you want to make it kosher, you have to do a mice now that will be recognized as being detached. Over here, though, as far as the actual, like, the growth in the ground goes, it's attached. But at surface level, for the naked eye sees them still attached. Therefore, it was not a significant enough mindset to detach it. Again, I repeat what I said before. And I imagine that if you originally put this vine on top of the sukkah while it was detached in the first place, this is my guess. Even though it looks attached, it's still okay because you did it properly. But once you did it improperly, to do a mindset to fix it, it has to be a significant, it has to be a ma'aseh mal yasa. And if it looks still like it's lowered down and touching the ground, it's not called a ma'aseh mal yasa. That's what Rav says is the case, that's not enough. In a normal case, when you detach it and it kind of like maybe retracted itself, the vine went up to the schach again, says Rav, that's completely fine. But our Gemara, the Mishnah that we're quoting right now, when it says puzzle, it's when you cut it and it still stayed where it was right next to the ground beforehand.
So, a
second. Says the Gemara, that's very nice for the sukkah example. However, says the Gemara, Mikol Malkum, Tzalad Rachak Pasa, Kashi the Rav. I don't care how you say it, bottom line is, nevertheless, what the case of Sitzis, when you hung them on, and then you cut it, and we say it's Pasal, that's a Kasha and Rav. Says the Gemara, Kasha, that's a good point. It's a Kasha and Rav. Challenge. Now,
why would
you
say until he cuts it?
No, because look at the Bryce we said over here. What did the Bryce say over here? Look at what the Bryce said. The movie is quoted. Above we said, before, you haven't cut them, we said puzzle. You haven't cut them, we said, above we said, you haven't cut them. But here, you cut them and it says puzzle. Rav's up in the save. At this point in time, Rav's in big, he's up the creek a little bit. Yeah. Kasha, that's a kasha and Rav. Now, usually a kasha is not a tiyufta. The word kasha usually means, Rishonim will sometimes explain what's the answer. I had to look up to see what the explanation would be, but this is not going to be, apparently, a rejection of the sukkah case, at least. Okay, Ben is suggesting maybe if I made the case a parallel case like Rav, the sukkah case, it would be it was cut, but not clear enough. It didn't like kind of never like kind of separated entirely. Okay, it could be. You should know Tosfos. Tosfos over here holds. He assumes that you didn't actually completely separate it. The sukkah case, it wasn't actually separated. It was like it was. It was biologically the right word for it, no, but separated. In that it's no longer you killed it, but it's not. It's still attached to the ground. Like if I would jar it loose, so now it's dead, but it's still in the ground. I didn't actually detach it. I just killed it. That's what Tosfos of the case is. Because otherwise, you did a mice if you separated. I don't care what it looks like. You did a mice. Tosfos and Rashi and Machlokas over here. Did you actually completely detach it, or you just killed it? But it was still in the ground. The fish, you know, as far as
As when you've taken it out of the ground, maybe done an action also.
You've
gone down again.
That's what Tosfos says. I don't understand why it's a problem. That's an asiya. Yeah. It's an asiya. Why would that be lacking? It must be you killed it. You never you like ripped it apart. Where now like, you have like a, you know, wiring in your house. You pull something out. Things are still attached. It's just dead now because you've detached some other part to it. So it's still attached. You still can't separate them. But it's dead. Tosfos over here. The case was it's dead. That's not a mice. But if your mom has ripped it out, Tosfos says over here. I don't care what it looks like. It's separated. It's over. It was bottom line we have over here, our run through of the day, what we've done until now, and we'll stop. We have our first case was the case of the Mishnah. Mishnah has a case when you put the schach on top, it's attached to the ground still. So you have two ways of solving that problem. put more kosher than non-kosher or cut it. And we give a klal. The rule is that as long as it's not gilui min haaretz and not makabel tumah, then it's kosher. Otherwise, it's not kosher. We then said Rav holds you need to actually pick it up. We said really no. Shmuel says that. He said over here. I didn't say Shmuel said it. No, Shmuel says that, and Rav doesn't say that. And we prove Rav doesn't say that from the case of the tzitzis. By tzitzis, we know Rav holds that if you put all the strings together and you cut it afterwards, it's sufficient, it's kosher, even though there's a rule of tassel and usli, it's kosher. And the case was, even though already the strings were already made, he's still cutting it, it's sufficient, that's not a problem at all. We then talk about the case over here of Shmuel. We said over here, Shmuel, according to you, Shmuel, cutting's not enough? What do you mean? You have a case also about tzitzis, where cutting was enough. We said, no, there, you cut it, then you tied it afterwards. So what's the chiddush? Because the chiddush is that you would think to say, you have to maybe put it on properly. You can't put two knuffles on top at the same time. The chiddush is that you don't need that. You can even put it on the same time. It's not a problem. As long as you tie it together afterwards, that's okay. We then brought down a kasha on Rav. Kasha on Rav we had was the case when it says that it is, you loop it back in the sitter strings. We say it's puzzle. You haven't cut it yet, it's puzzle. And we said over here, what does puzzle mean? It's a puzzle forever. So you say, no. Puzzle until you cut it. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that cutting is enough. But everyone else said puzzle forever. And we quoted our case, the double brisa, two cases. The brisa of the sitzis case, when it says over here, you already cut it, and it says puzzle. And the case when it's hassled on us by the case that we have of the schach that was attached to the ground. It must be detached right now, otherwise the problem of mechubar schach, not hassled on us way, it's mechubar schach. Must be you cut it already. And we still hassled on us way. Says, round back, 1 second. That's not a problem for me. When I say you do a mice of cutting, it has to be a cutting that's clearly separated from the ground. It's not so clear, says Rashi. Or Tosafot here says, actually not separated yet, it's just dead. That's a chiddush a little bit. We're not going to say that, but that's within the case of Sukkah. How about tzitzis? Kasha and Rav. That's how the Gemara ends. That's how we too will end. And we'll do some chazara now if we can.